Proclamation number 6716 of 16th of December, 1956. Selfless love. Collaborators. Transformation. I take great pleasure in those who selflessly only ever serve their fellow human beings, who know no self-interest, whose love only ever wants to make people happy and who therefore fulfills their purpose of earthly life. Who transformed their nature, which initially still showed many signs of selfish love, into love for their neighbor, which is pleasing to me and now also includes love for me. The human being's earthly progress shall bring about this transformation, because then the return to me will have taken place, which will make both me, myself, and the being indescribably happy. But this transformation does not take place to any great extent. On the contrary, self-love becomes ever more apparent the further it approaches the end. For self-love is stirred up by my adversary, it is his weapon, it is his nature and thus also the ruin of every being which is like him. And it can rightly be said in the last days that love has grown cold amongst people. And therefore my eye rests with pleasure on those who still show love in themselves and their actions, for these few join me voluntarily, they return to their original nature. They turn away from my adversary whose unkindness they detest because the light of realization shines in them, which has kindled their love. Anyone who once let love flare up within himself will not return to his old state again because he recognizes the benefit of the light which love gave him. And then he will not need to fight against his selfish love, the right, selfless, happy willing love will take possession of him such that he can only be happy in this love. He will put himself and his physical well-being aside. He will only ever be concerned about alleviating hardship and misery, about helping and advising. He will clearly recognize all evils which arise from wrong love, therefore he will also want to help spiritually and also kindle light in those who have not yet correctly recognized their purpose of existence. He will likewise want to lead his fellow human beings to the inner attitude of only ever acting selflessly and giving pleasure. A person who lives in love will then work with me and in my will, because he is intimately united with me through love and therefore cannot work other than in my will. And to have found such co-workers on earth is my joy, and my special love is also meant for them, my protection is meant for them as long as they stay on earth, and incomparable beatitude awaits them in the spiritual kingdom when I call them away from this earth. It is this true, unselfish love which makes you blissful beings and brings you so close to me, because your nature deifies itself through such love and because you now shape yourselves into my image, into children to whom I want to and can give myself. What you gain through such true love eclipses everything you could achieve in self-love, for these are only sham goods which do not last, but through which you lose the true goods which can make you happy in the spiritual kingdom. An infinite amount is lost to you through your wrong love, but unselfish neighborly love can only ever be preached to you again and again, and you can only ever be pointed to the one who exemplified it to you on earth, to Jesus Christ. And if you are too weak to change your selfish love but want to become blessed, then ask him to strengthen you and this request will truly not remain unfulfilled. You will get to know the blessing and happiness of selfless love and also the futility of what you previously desired for yourselves. I rejoice in every person who cultivates true love, but therefore I also help all those who only turn to me in Jesus Christ. Who have the will but are too weak to put their will into action. I give them strength so that they, too, will achieve what is the purpose of all people's lives, the transformation of their nature into love. Amen.